providing you had ready money.
You are sure you will not join me?
I then took one of those boots to the house of my client, a Mr. Holder of Streatham. I believe you're on varying degrees of intimacy with the members of his family. While there, I tried your boot against some footprints left in the snow by a nocturnal visitor to the house the previous evening. The match was perfect. Good enough to bring a prosecution in any court in the land.
Indeed.
Sir George, if you insist on taking that life preserver down from the wall to show me, I shall insist on taking out my service revolver to show you.
You know, Mr. Holmes once heard a great deal about you. All of which, unfortunately, seems to be true. However, one thing you will not do is prosecute. Neither you, nor he who employed you, nor those beyond him would countenance the scandal. Which leads us to a stalemate, I think.
A prosecution would not be in the public interest, I agree. However, I can inform you I have carte blanche to deal with you for the missing object. I propose £1,000 apiece for the stones you hold. That is to say, give me the missing piece.
£3,000? Dash it all, Mr. Holmes, I've been done. I let him go 600 the job lot. Now, tell me truthfully, there's a good fellow. Was ever a man's luck as bad as mine?
What an unmitigated scoundrel.
Perfectly dreadful.
And little remains to be said. For a consideration, rather a large one, Sir George provided me with the name of his receiver in Seven Dials, from whom, after much chattering, I got the stones at £1,000 apiece.
Oh, you mean...
Then looked in upon your son, told him all was resolved, and eventually got to my bed at 2 o'clock after what I may call a hard day's work. There is the missing piece.
Now
you have your checkbook. £3,000, I believe, plus the matter of the reward.
Very reasonable, Mr. Holmes.
A pen, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Doctor. A day that has saved England from a terrible public scandal. I owe you a great deal, Mr. Holmes. A great deal.
More than anything you owe me, Mr. Holder, is what you owe your son. A very humble apology to a noble lad. I speak the truth, Mr. Holder, when I say I would be proud if any son of mine had behaved as Arthur has in this affair.
Yes, yes, of course. I must fly to my dear boy to apologize for the wrong I have done. He will come in with me to the firm. I shall begin again with him. Thank you, Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson, thank you from the bottom of my heart. No, 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 don't ring, I beg you. I shall see myself out. Your skill has exceeded all that I have heard of it, Mr. Holmes. Can it possibly inform me where Mary is now, I wonder?
I think we may safely say that she is wherever Sir George Burnwell is. It is equally certain, too, that whatever her sins are, they will soon receive a more than sufficient punishment.
In The Beryl Coronet, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Madison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. Alexander Holder was played by Anthony Newlands and his son Arthur by Angus Wright. With Petra Markham as Mary, Ian Lindsay as Johnny, and Timothy Carlton as Sir George Burnwell. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Beryl Coronet was dramatized for radio by Vincent McInerney and directed by Enid Williams.